first, your dog needs desperately a walk. He needs to go outside, but there's some nice new snow out there and you really want to go cross-country skiing instead. Well, don't worry, you can do both at the same time.
It's called skijoring, and it harnesses the boundless energy of your dog and combines it with the grace of cross-country skiing.
Michelle Flanagan-Haig is a competitive cross-country skier and skijoring enthusiast. Michelle, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So can you paint us a picture of how skijoring, how the setup works?
Well, the setup can be a little tricky if you're trying to get your skis and your harness and the dog all combined to make this magical movement work. You got to put your harness on your dog first and then put one on yourself and then hook them together, get your skis and your poles coordinated, and then get the dog. So there's just a little bit of tension on that harness, and then when all that's in place, then the dog just kind of picks up on your energy and you pick up on his, and away you go.
So the dog is connected to you, you're on your skis, you're at the start line. How did you get into the sport?
Well, quite by accident. The first year we just got asked to do it, and I thought, well, we have a fun dog, and my husband did it with Teak, who was our original Golden Retriever, and it was the first year of the Barkaberkey that Connie Meek had set up, as well as my friend Susan Bauer, and so we got invited to do it, so we signed up and kind of just did it off the cuff, and it was so much fun. We kind of got hooked on it. So the second year, I did it with our other dog, and at that point we had two different dogs, and so my husband and I both were doing it at that point, so kind of just fell into it, and it was just a fun thing to do with the Berkey.
So I'll admit that I'm a big fan of dogs. If I go, what kind of dogs am I likely going to see at the Barkey Berkey?
Well, if you're going to observe, you're going to see everything from big, huge St. Bernards and sled dogs all the way down to tiny little dachshunds and Bichons. People do it with all different kinds of dogs, which makes it really super energetic and fun to watch. It's just such a fun spectator sport as well as sport to do.
It does seem like a lot of fun across the board for the skiers, for the people on the sidelines, and also it seems like for the dogs. How do you keep the dogs, I guess, on track during a sport if they just want to run?
Well, that's the tricky part. And so you have a handler that's there with you. It's somebody you pick. It's either a friend, like with us, it was a friend if my husband and I are both doing it. Otherwise, if one of us is just doing it, the other one is the handler. And the dogs just want to have fun. It's all about fun, and that was the lesson that my husband had to give me, because the first year I did it, I didn't want to do it because I was more focused on the Berkey, and that's what I was worried about, was getting the dog set so that my skis were under me and my poles were on, and I wasn't going to fall and break all my equipment, so then I would have nothing left to do the Berkey with. So, you know, I was nervous thinking, how am I going to do this? And my husband just laughed, and he said, "So," he said, it's all about fun. That's all the dog wants, is to have fun. So you have the handler there getting the dog ready to have fun. They're just fired up to have fun because the atmosphere is just tangible with excitement from the dogs and the skiers. So the handler helps you get your dog between your skis and your poles and holds it there while the tension is mounting and your turn comes, and then when it's your turn to go, you got to make sure your weight is back, which is a something of a beginner's mistake I made the first year and went water skiing down the street on my face.
We're talking to Michelle Flanagan-Haig right now. She's a competitive cross-country skier and a skijoring enthusiast. And for the uninitiated, skijoring is, in this case, cross-country skiing with your dog as the dog sort of runs ahead of you. And it's a race. So, Michelle, maybe someone who is listening in has a dog with boundless energy and maybe also likes to cross-country ski. What tips do you have for someone who might be interested in getting into skijoring?
Well, the first thing is to get your dog used to having the harness on its body, because that can be something that they aren't used to, and that might impede some of the excitement that is bound up in them. So getting them out and getting them used to that, getting them used to pulling. A lot of dogs are taught not to pull on their leash, so it's kind of the opposite of what you've been training your dog to do. Bigger dogs obviously are going to pull you better, although I have seen some little dogs pull quite well, which is entertaining. But yeah, the biggest thing is to get your dog used to the harness, used to pulling, and that it's okay to pull. And then maybe a few commands here and there. My husband likes to use yee and haw for left and right, and I tried that with Brewster, and none of that was working. He wasn't going to listen. And finally, when he saw other dogs that were pulling and he started pulling, then it was just, yeah, Brewster. And they love that command, and that's been our command ever since. Just, yeah, Brewster, and he goes.
And he goes. Yeah. He knows what that means at this point. Maybe for other people who are curious, just how fast are you able to go with the aid of a dog with you?
Probably about 4 times as fast as you would without the dog. So, I mean, the wind makes your hair fly, and it's exciting. I mean, it feels like a roller coaster ride. You're going, and there's no stopping it. So it's pretty fast, but it's fun. I mean, a lot of times if the dog is pulling you that fast, you don't need to use your poles. You just need to skate. Or, you know, if it's a slight downhill, you just kind of tuck in and slow yourself down so you're not passing your dog, kind of thing. So it's very fun, very exhilarating, very adrenaline producing, fun, super fun sport. So
can you tell me about the Barky Berkey that is coming up on the 22nd?
That's the one that is obviously with the Berkey. It's a big, super fun event, like you said, something that everybody can watch, and you don't need a lot of experience. Obviously, my husband and I didn't have any experience the first time we did it, but we did take our dogs out and put them on the harnesses and have them ski jour with us months in advance. They run with us all the time on the Berkey Trail, so they do a lot of our ski training with us when it's the running type, and they bike with us. So we do that, and then when the Bark of Berkey comes around, the atmosphere is obviously Berkey fever. It's on Thursday before the race, so people are in town. It's just a fun, super fun atmosphere. It's also on the same day as, I believe, the giant ski, where a bunch of people ski on one ski and try to coordinate that effort, which is also very, very entertaining. The children's Berkey, the Barna Berkey is also on that day, so a lot of fun excitement in downtown Hayward, and Berkey fever is just alive and tangible in the air, so not to be missed.
It sounds like there is a lot of fun to be had in Hayward coming up in just about a week. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today. This was fun.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
That was Michelle Flanagan-Haig. She is a competitive cross-country skier and skijouring enthusiast. The Barky Berkey skijouring competition will be held on February 22nd in Hayward.